The Senate version of the proposal was amended to bring it more in line with the variation that's already cleared the Florida House. But an additional amendment by Republican Senator David Simmons of Maitland goes further. Simmons' amendment takes away the ability of the appointed State Board of Education to have final say on turnaround options for failing schools.
We have said that that this will be a local decision here.
Simmons says the amendment is aimed at keeping and enforcing local control, as well as holding both school districts and parents accountable for the outcome of school performance.
The parents are as culpable as the school board. The parents are the ones who have not caused the involvement or had the involvement to cause their children to do well in that school. At the same time, many of them are in poverty. As a matter of fact, all of them are in poverty in these cases. And therefore, the school district has an extra lift that it must make.
Under the original version of the bill, parents with kids in a failing school could petition a school district to implement one of five federally mandated school improvement options, such as closure, conversion to a charter school, or the overhauling of the administration. If local school boards didn't agree with the parents' recommendation, they could submit their own plan. The State Board of Education would then decide. Local school districts derided that as a loss of local control, and Simmons' amendment removes the State Board from the picture. The amendment also marks a small victory for bill opponents, who worry parents could be swindled into the conversion option by greedy for-profit charter school operators. But it doesn't mean they're okay with the rest of the bill, and many of the same parent and teacher groups who have been in opposition continue to oppose the measure, even though those like Don Stewart with the Florida PTA thanked Simmons for the amendment.
But I want to thank Senator Stargell and Senator Simmons for trying to make this bill a little better. Now, I usually teach my parents it's really hard to make a bad bill better, but PTA is going to have to still oppose the overall trigger bill because there's just a lot of what-ifs.
The bill's sponsor, Republican Kelly Stargell of Lakeland, says she's willing to keep the amendment in the bill, but only on certain conditions.
And in doing this, we'll have some understanding that we all are in agreement that we want to do something as a state to intervene on these failing schools and to help these kids who are attending these parent failing schools and give these parents a say. Then with that, I'll cautiously say we can support this today, knowing that we will continue to work on this, and it's not a set in stone deal.
Simmons' amendment basically neuters the trigger part of the bill, and groups that have backed the proposal, such as the pro-school choice group, the Foundation for Florida's Future, created by former Governor Jeb Bush, aren't pleased. Allison Abouchon is the foundation's spokeswoman.
Well, with this amendment, parents are essentially told you can have a seat at the table, but you don't have anything to leverage for your voice to be heard.
Democrats on the committee supported the amendment, but in the end voted against the entire bill. Still, with the new language giving school districts final say, some Democrats say they could support the proposal if the amendment language stays intact. But that could be difficult. A version of the parent trigger bill has already cleared the full House of Representatives, and the amendment may not stay in place if it's sent back to the chamber. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.